Welcome to Trouble Stuff. Today we're chasing ghosts in the studio. Now, of course, the ghost I'm talking about is not in this studio. It's something that I came across, I guess maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, on Facebook, of all places. Somebody had posted a video of the decrepit ruins of a recording studio that is north of Montreal, which was called Le Studio. Many, many years ago, when it was created by André Perry and Yale Brandels in 1974. Now, what's amazing about Le Studio is anybody who's a big Rush fan, as I am, of course, it was sort of Mecca. And believe me, I tried looking for Le Studio. I think it's probably well known where it is now, but in its heyday back in the late 70s, early 80s, it was not as well known. And it was well known, but not the location itself. And it's located just south of a town called Morin Heights, up in the Laurentians, which is sort of the resort area north of Montreal in the province of Quebec. So the reason why I wanted to do a Treble Steph featuring some of the music that was recorded at Le Studio is because you'd be amazed how many artists recorded at Le Studio. In fact, the song that opened up this episode of Treble Steph was recorded by Gowan at Le Studio, and that was Dancing on My Own Ground again on his album But You Can Call Me Larry. There's many more albums that were recorded at Le Studio, and after this short break, we'll come back with a few of them. A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. And of course, you recognized Rush, Tom Sawyer, from their landmark album, Moving Pictures, which was recorded at Le Studio. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think 7 of Rush's studio albums were recorded in the famed Morin Heights recording studio. Now, let's go through a quick list here, if I can bring it up on the computer. And I'm just going to run through some of them. Some of the artists that have recorded there. I mean, there's the albums too. And if you want to check along with me, it's actually a section in the Wikipedia on Le Studio called Albums Recorded at Le Studio, amazingly enough. So let's just run through some of the artists real quick. Cat Stevens, The Bee Gees, Nazareth, Chicago, April Wine, Rush, The Police, Bryan Adams, Asia, David Bowie, Corey Hart, Glass Tiger, Kim Mitchell, Luba, The Northern Pikes, Keith Richards, Paul Pichet, Quebec artist, Jeff Healey Band, Bare Naked Ladies, the one I mentioned before, Lawrence Gowan, Sarah McLachlan, Julie Masse, another Quebec artist, Kate and Anne McGarrigle, Moist, The Tea Party. That's about it. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's others, but those are some of the big. And of course, the one that the group that has recorded the most which sort of became synonymous with Le Studio, is Rush. And in fact, Tom Sawyer, which we just heard, if you go to YouTube and watch the actual recording of, the official video of the song, they're in Le Studio, and you see the snow outside of the window behind the Rush guys as they're playing. It's really something else. Now, why did I want to do necessarily a treble step on this studio? I'll come back with the answer right after this. And that was Miss Credenko from Police's Synchronicity album. There, another one of another landmark album that was recorded at Le Studio. So just before the break, I said, so why would I want to do a treble step on this? Well, there's a video on YouTube that now shows Le Studio and the condition it's in. It is actually for sale, and I think it was something like $18,000 Canadian. Ridiculous, right? When I saw that, of course, you know, all the bells and whistles went off. I mean, could I buy it? I mean, 18 grand, you know, it would make a fantastic summer place or something, right? So then I went and looked at the video, and there's an obvious reason why. It's in the state it's in. And tell you what, let me cut to myself describing it to you. So I've got the video rolling here in front of me on YouTube, and the video, if you ever want to watch it, is Le Studio, Morin Heights, Rush, Tom Sawyer, Limelight, Lost Jewel. And it really is, he's panning across the sort of the front of the studio, and those are the windows that you see on Tom Sawyer. And there's somebody in the video walking, and the stairs, there's a beautiful sort of mural thing in one of the windows that shows a keyboard. I think they're showing the reception area now, and it's all decrepit, all the drywall's falling off the walls, the ceiling's caved in, there's an old pool table that's seen better days for sure, and it's just very, very sad. It's all empty. I mean, this was state of the art in 1980s, early 80s into I think mid to late 80s, and then it was sold off through several companies, I think, and that's why it ended up in disrepair. And now they're sort of panning the outside, and oh boy, the inside's incredible. All the cabinetry work is gone. You can just imagine, though, the spirit that's in there and the memories that that are housed in there. It's incredible. So they're showing something. Now, this is all, the video is all shot through the windows, so it's kind of hard to tell. But there's another video, if I could find it, and I'll post it in the description, of this treble step that shows the inside. They actually do a walkthrough on the inside. So right now, this isn't the best video. I thought it was better than this, but anyway, let's cut back to one last piece. Just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down. And nobody wants to know you now. And nobody wants to show you. Thank you for listening to Treble Step. I'm Stefano. Have a great day.